So, Kelly, we've been talking about the F state, but what about the C state, and why is that important?
Well, you know, the C state being the calm state, and we referenced David Irvine, but he was making the premise that if we're wanting to have a regenerative life from the human side of things, there's an importance with clarity, there's an importance with character, but there's also an importance with connection. And I think that really when we go back to thinking about the calm state and relationships and team building, building trust and acceptance, that that all happens much more favorably when we're in that calmer state and using some more of our brain space, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think I can't imagine that it really works great for anybody if you're in that F state, because you're automatically defensive, right? So how do you connect if you're in a defensive, potentially fearful or angry state? So,
and you know, I also like the idea of thinking about it, you know, and maybe it's, I don't know if it's neutralizing it or not, but, you know, thinking, okay, this is the state I'm in right now. It's not who I am. And so I think that we can kind of remove some of the potential escalations just to say, you know, and acknowledge that, that yes, that happens to everybody at certain times, you know, where we'll want to fight, where we'll want to flee, or where we will want to freeze. And again, that's a response that's happening. It's not me. And so just thinking about going back to that calming situation, or how can we get more into a C state?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, everybody ends up in the F state at some point. And from an evolutionary perspective, I think that's what kept us alive. You know,
honestly. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Anything else you want to add, Kelly? Or?
Oh, I think it's interesting to think of that. You know, again, when we talk about clarity, that's the piece that you guys have heard me talk lots about with the shared vision and values and purpose. And, or at least, you know, working to make sure you have a sense of those for as individuals. And then how does that work as the team comes together? The character, well, that pretty much explains itself. And then the importance of connection as we move through, our operations. Most of us do have other people that we're working with regularly. So
great. Well, thank you very much, Kelly, and happy spring. I hope you get just the perfect amount of rain at the perfect time.
Oh, thank you so much. And let's put that out there to all of those that are in the ranching and farming industry. Thanks, Lisa.